This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A massive storm's been battering California. San Francisco Mayor London Breed just a few hours ago.
We see the rainfall. It's coming down. It's coming down hard. And it's not letting up anytime soon. We can expect, mudslides and a number of other issues.
Officials in California ordered evacuations in a high-risk coastal area where mudslides killed 23 people in 2018. In the Midwest, ice and heavy snow has taken a toll this week. This morning, the faithful have been in St. Peter's Square for the funeral of Pope Emeritus Benedict. The AP's Jennifer King.
Mourners have been packing into St. Peter's Square in the Vatican for the funeral of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. Benedict was the first pope in 600 years to retire. He was replaced by Pope Francis, who is presiding over the funeral.
Pressure is building on Republican Kevin McCarthy to figure out whether or not he can win over enough fellow Republicans to become House Speaker. Today is day three of the drama on Capitol Hill as the House continues trying to elect a speaker. The AP's Sagar Magani.
McCarthy's endgame remains unclear. Florida's Kat Kamek nominated him on the sixth ballot.
Well, it's Groundhog Day.
Which Texas's Chip Roy argued earlier is the actual problem.
This country needs a change.
The House cannot do any work until there is a new speaker. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Eight family members, including five children, have been found shot dead in a home in Utah. Authorities in Enoch, Utah, are not providing any details. Officials say they were all members of the same family. The Buffalo Bills say Damar Hamlin is still in critical condition after his heart stopped during a game at Cincinnati, but they say he is showing signs of improving. This is AP News. The auto industry is hoping for a brighter 2023. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The auto industry is looking for a resurgence this year after chip shortages and other supply chain issues hampered vehicle sales in 2022. Automakers have issued a report. They sold just under 14 million cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans last year. It's an 8% drop from 2021. A shortage of parts limited factory output amid high demand for new vehicles. At the end of the year, though, sales were slightly higher. The supply issues improved, and inventories increased slightly. That could give buyers a little leverage for negotiating prices of slower-selling vehicles like sedans. Dealers, though, say they will continue asking top dollar for popular vehicles. That includes gas-electric hybrids. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.